From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning,
Mike. So how big a flag are these manufacturing numbers?
I reckon a little bit of a concern. Locally we had the manufacturing index data released on Friday, and I strongly suspect this will have increased concerns about the sector of the local economy. The interesting thing, Mike, I think we've been sort of talking about this a little bit over the past few weeks, it's sort of echoing manufacturing data that we're seeing in a number of places around the world. So this is the New Zealand Performance of Manufacturing Index. It's put out by the BNZ and Business New Zealand. At the headline level, it's fallen to 50.2. So that's just above the level at which the sector is considered to be expanding, but not contracting, but barely. April has been revised lower to 52.7. This is the lowest reading that we have seen on this index since December 2012. So it's 7 years now, well, 6.5 years now. Last week we spoke about manufacturing. We said if you took away the sort of dairy and meat, it was looking a bit weak. Well, it has stalled. I mean, if you look at the numbers themselves, five main sub-indexes, they all fell, and two of those are below 50, so two of them are contracting, and the RBNZ won't. I think there'll be some raised eyebrows there at the employment sub-index. It fell below 50 to 48.6. I mean, that's only manufacturing, member, but given their employment mandate, it's not a great signal, is it? But the most noticeable aspect, Mike, is the production sub-index. In April, it was 50.1, barely expanding. It's fallen to 46.4. As the authors of the study say, that's genuinely weak, and now well below average. And you're seeing a build-up of inventory as well. So low production, build-up inventory, not a great combination. Look, probably this number probably doesn't factor into the first quarter growth figure we get this week, but the continuation of any momentum that we have in the first quarter now looks a bit worrying. And Mike, if you look at, there were some concerns over, obviously, trade and oil last week as well, but this manufacturing index has piled on top of that, had a real impact on the New Zealand dollar. I mean, we saw a big bounce back in the Kiwi dollar in the first week of June. It got up to almost 67 cents against the US. It's now given away all those gains, slumped overnight in offshore trading to below 65 cents. It's only been below 65 cents a handful of times in the last 5 years. So just some kind of worrying signals here about the rest of the year.
I reckon. What's your number for Thursday? Do you have one?
I think it'll be around 0.5, 0.6. But it's a little bit hard to say where it would fall in there. It's more about second quarter, third quarter, Mike.
Okay. And we've got China to think about this week and the Fed.
All sorts of stuff this week, mate. Yeah, we've got further developments in that already tense China-US trade relationship. Remember, we're building up to that G20 meeting in late June. That's the proposed meeting between Xi Jinping and President Trump. Like Friday, Trump says that he says the meeting doesn't matter because the trade tariffs will force China to move on the trade front at some stage. You had China on Friday, I think it was, raising or imposing anti-dumping tariffs on steel. They had a whole bunch of economic data released in China on Friday as well, which revealed further weakness in the Chinese economy. That trade disturbance continues to take its toll. Yeah, we've got fourth quarter GDP on Thursday. We'll talk about that close to the event. You've got the Federal Reserve as well. It's got its usual communications challenge for Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. There's expectation they'll modify the language there to indicate greater readiness to cut rates. So you've got Bank of Japan, you've got Bank of England, you've got Tory leadership challenge.
Jeez.
Gosh.
It's all
Jeez,
on.
Mike, what are we going to do? It's all going off.
Thank God you're here. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 26,089, down 17 Friday night. The S&P 500, 2886, down 5. And the NASDAQ lost 40 points. That's about 0.5%, 7796. The FTSE 100 lost 23.7345. The Nikkei was up 21,116, and the Shanghai Composite lost 1% on Friday night, closing at 2881. The ASX 200 gained small on Friday, 6554. We also had a small gain on Friday, closing at 10,235 in the NZX 50. But the Kiwi dollar, not looking flash, 0.6492 against the US, 0.9443 against the Aussie, 0.5787 euro, 0.5153 pounds, 70.45 yen. Gold is up a bit, continues to strengthen a little bit, $1,341.70. Brent crude, $62.01.
Great start. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.